Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Alaska's Alcohol Control Board at its latest meeting did not take action on what qualifies as entertainment at a brewery or distillery, but it did vote to advance a proposal that would change the way the businesses serve cocktails. The Juneau Empire reports that the board on Monday voted to open public comment on a proposal that would ban employees from mixing cocktails. The proposal would still allow distilleries and breweries to serve mixers, but customers would have to mix the drinks themselves. As for hosting events at the businesses, the board was expected to take some action after Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office Director Erica McConnell sent out a memo calling for clarification. The memo stated that businesses have events despite state law banning them from hosting various entertainments. Thunder Mountain High School students, coaches, and parents came together last night, but not for a game. They showed up to the school board meeting to voice concerns about the recent decision to merge their football team with Juneau Douglas High School's football team. The district referred to high travel costs and safety concerns in making its decision. Declining participation meant younger students were playing varsity against larger and more experienced players from other teams. Some asked the board to reconsider its request, which was already approved by the Alaska Student Activities Association less than 2 weeks ago. Many say they supported the decision but encouraged the district to move forward in a way that benefits students equally from both schools. And overnight temperatures continue to hover in the teens and 20s, but Juneau City-run warming shelter will not be ready until next month. The city has selected the blue and white former State Department of Public Safety building for the downtown facility. Housing Officer Scott Shambor says the city is still negotiating with the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority, which owns the Whittier Avenue property.
We're still working on the final details on the lease, looking at putting the insurance pieces in place, working with service providers on the personnel contract so that they can provide staffing.
The original plan was for the warming shelter to open this week. Meanwhile, the Glory Hole, Juneau's downtown homeless shelter, has been running at capacity for the past week. Deputy Director Kyle Hargrave says people there are anxious for a warming shelter to open.
I have a growing list of people who are suspended for 1 to 2 days at a time, up to a month at a time, and they will literally stand outside my door and ask me when the warming center is going to open, because they're not allowed to come here, and if those individuals are not allowed to come to the Glory Hole, there's usually no other place to turn.
The assembly approved $75,000 last week for the facility to shelter up to 25 people overnight over the next 5 months. It's budgeted to be open for 100 nights from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. when temperatures fall below freezing. Latest forecast for the capital city calls for low temperatures about 10 to 15 degrees for tonight with clear skies, some cloudy skies for tomorrow, and snow starting up tomorrow night and Friday. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.